Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Am I speaking to Fred?
Yes.
Hello, Fred. How are you today?
I'm good.
I'm happy to hear that. We're just trying to get this survey completed, and just to get started, may I please know how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? Would you say 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 plus?
30.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch on this trade? Would you say you are a tile setter, tile or marble finisher, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, marble mason, stunt mason, bricklayer, mason helper or finisher, plasterer?
I'm a mason, brick and block.
Okay. Thank you. Should I put you as a mason helper?
No, I'm not a helper. I'm a journeyman.
Okay. Let me just see here and just tell me the best option that applies to you. The other options that I have is PCC restoration, refractory bricklayer, I also have stunt mason, marble mason, plasterer, cement mason.
I've done restoration. I've done new commercial masonry, brick and block.
Okay.
Stone.
Okay. I'm making some notes. Thank you. Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, or improver?
Journeyman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find a job when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
The last 12 months I've worked every day.
Okay, thank you. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past year, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there was this time last year?
More.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Okay. Thank you. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Okay. And thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
I have not.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you. And moving on, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I'm hoping less than usual.
Okay, less than now. Okay, thank you. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I have no idea.
What is your perception? What do you think in the next...
I'm hoping better.
Okay, Okay, thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on your job? Would that be dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
No, I have no safety concerns.
Okay, thank you. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Okay, was that in person or online?
In person.
In person, okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in any activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in any union organizing?
No.
What about picketing?
What about what?
Picketing?
I'm not understanding you.
All right. What about political canvassing?
I have no affiliation with any political organizations.
Okay. Thank you. All righty. In the past 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Was it regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Thank you. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you most likely get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. So I'll go ahead and read to you some options. Please tell me which of these sources would you choose as the first source from where you get your news from. I have friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper, the internet or social media, radio, cable news, or local TV news.
None. I get my information from my president.
Okay. And how you get your information from your president? Through what source?
Text or phone calls.
Okay. Okay. If you had to choose, how would you rank the sources I just gave you? Which one would you put as the first one?
Coming from my president of my local union.
Okay. And from the sources that I have here, which one would you put as the first one? I have local TV news, cable news, radio, the internet or social media, print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors.
None.
All right.
I wouldn't trust any of them.
Okay. Fred, in order for me to continue with the survey, we are required to get this one completed. I understand that you do not use any of these sources, which I will make some notes about. But if you had to choose, how would you rate them? In what order should I put them?
I don't trust the media. I don't trust my online affiliations. So
okay.
I would place all of them, you know, last.
Okay. Understandable. Yeah, of course, I can make some notes about that. It is just that it won't let me, proceed to the next question for this survey. Now, how would you like me to rate them? Which one should I put first? I'll put some notes that you do not, what you mentioned, that you do not trust any of those sources.
No, because it's all political, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on your political affiliation, Democrat or Republican, I mean, each side is swayed to their own cause. So I rely upon my local president and union for any information that would be, affiliated with me and my job.
Okay. Let me make some notes about that. stay with me. And meantime, how is your day going so far?
Well, it's Sunday. I'm watching football. My team won. And,
great.
Getting ready to get up and do it all over again tomorrow.
I know. We're starting the week again. I know. I bet you had some rest. That's good.
Yes.
All right. Alrighty. So I was just checking what other options we had here, and I am leaving some notes about what you mentioned. I am leaving some notes as well that you do not trust any political, you know, sources when it comes to news. But if you had to put them in order from your least favorite to the worst one, what would you put?
Least favorite would probably...
I can repeat them. Fred.